All right. Well, welcome back. So we have an amazing performance here for you live in the studio today. How are you guys?
We're good.
And,
Hello.
Do you want to just introduce yourself really quick?
You guys want to introduce yourselves? My name is Miss Ray, and with me we have the Vince Tones. We're both playing at the Western Culture Center for Run for Rights on May 10th. We're playing separately in bands, but tonight they're going to back me up for a few tunes. Well, Vince, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Vince Andrushko and the
guitar.
Happy
birthday, Dad. It's my dad's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to Vince's dad.
And it's Steve's dad's birthday,
have they
too.
Ever met? They should.
Happy birthday, Steve's dad, as well.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Steve's playing a cardboard box for us today.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
This is Miss Ray and the Midnight Ramblers.
Oh,
am I correct in that?
No,
I'm not correct in that.
We have Tom Twisty voting on bass, and for the Midnight Ramblers, Twisty and Vince play in the band, but we usually have a different drummer. But Steve he's an excellent drummer, so we're gonna have some fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
So the first tune we're gonna do is an old cover. From a blues, great dame of the blues. Her name was Big Maybell. It's called Ain't to Be Played With. I ain't to be played with. Don't you know I'm the simpler?
And I wanna be sure to describe for our listeners your microphone, Chan. All
right.
Because it's pretty awesome. Do you wanna just talk about it a little bit? It's really neat looking.
It's a Shure SHURE 65SH, and it's a replica of the old-style microphones like Elvis used to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, speaking of old-style, on your website, some of the covers that you've done, really fantastic. There's a Robert Johnson cover, and I'm wondering if you could talk about a little bit about your kind of musical influences from the past.
For sure. At a young age, I was introduced to blues music, and I guess the big names that really struck me were Billie Holiday, Helen Wolf, Robert Johnson as well, and Big Maybelle, Big Mama Thornton especially. She's got that nice growl like Big Maybelle. And, people like Ella Fitzgerald, too, and Etta James, they've got these amazing voices that are very inspiring. And there are also current people who are still alive, like Tom Waits, I adore. Sharon Jones, I recommend everyone should see her, because she is...
Her shows are fantastic. Yes.
Yes. And also Tom Wilson. I really love him. He's a Canadian artist, and I have so much respect for him. And I really grew up listening to Junk House a lot, so that kind of, like, growly rock. And it was,
cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. Such a treat to have you in here today. And such so appropriate for the day. It's getting warmer, you know?
Yeah. Heating things up.
Yeah.
Would you play another song for us?
For sure. Well, you mentioned Crossroads. I feel like we should do it for you now, hey?
Oh, I'd love that.
Want to do that, Vince? All right. Okay. Fell down on my knees. I went down to the grassroots. Fell down on my knees. I asked the Lord above, have mercy and save me if you please. I'm standing in the grassroots.
Oh.
You guys, you are really treating us today. And it looks like it's getting pretty hot in there.
Oh, yeah.
How's the heat?
It's good.
For all our listeners as well to know, the CKUW middle room, or middle studio room, is infamous for becoming a sweat lodge after a performance.
We never tell the musicians that we have on how hot it's actually going to get in there. They just kind of have to suffer through it.
It's all good.
But speaking of venue and atmosphere, I'm wondering if you have a favorite kind of venue to play, because I feel like, especially with the music that you're doing, it seems like the setting the mood and setting the room would be so important.
Well, we've played a lot of different venues. I guess it depends on who our audience is, because we can have the full band as Miss Rain and the Midnight Ramblers. We can strip it down, which is Vince and I. One of my favorite venues. Well, two of my favorite venues. I love the West End. I think it's just a beautiful. It's in an old renovated church, and I've always loved the sound. It's just impeccable there. And the Time Has Changed, High and Lonesome. It's also has a special place in my heart.
That seems like the prime place for your music.
Yeah, we're actually playing both of those venues on May 10th.
Oh.
But we're here today for Run for Rights. People should come out and support social justice and human rights. It's very important.
Absolutely. And for anybody who's listening and you're wondering about the Run for Rights, it's happening on June 1st. The registration, I believe, is at 9 a.m. Run starts at 9:30. It's at Kildonan Park, and it's great. It's all in support of human rights organizations, and it's so wonderful that this concert is happening to raise awareness about that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the organizations, too, there are 16 organizations there support, like a camp. Aurora and Winnipeg Cop Watch, and most of the funding that comes from the concert and the right and the run actually goes to support the organizations for the entire fiscal year. So it's very important to help these organizations keep running, that we go and we help them out. And there's a lot of bands on the bill too, which is exciting. There's Vince Stones are gonna be opening up on the stage, and there's Drink for the Bad Guy, Chris Ladd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a eclectic bunch.
Yeah. In fact, we're having Sheldon from Cheering for the Bad Guy on the show next week.
Wonderful.
Perfect timing.
There you go.
So you have two more songs for us, I believe.
Yes.
So whenever you're ready, we would love for you to just take it away.
Okay. We're going to do, next two are going to be originals. We're going to slow it down a bit and do a song called Last Time. I wrote this song for my mother as well, for women and children who have overcome abusive relationships.
You're coming home late at night. I said I've been waiting, but you just want to fight. And when I ask what's in her name, you knock me down. Oh, what a shame. Cause you didn't know what you had until I was dead. Oh, and I got the power, I got the strength. And this wasn't this time. No, and this wasn't this time. Sweet child and dumb child, please listen carefully. Wipe those tears from your eyes. Daddy's gone away now, and you fell, and you fell, asking why. Cause he didn't know what he had until he lost it. Oh, 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 oh. And I got the power, and we got the strength, and this was the last time.
And I swear this was the last time.
Thank you. And for all of our listeners, I'm sure you're enjoying this as much as we are. You can catch Miss Ray at the West End Cultural Center on May 10th for the benefit show for Run for Rights. Anything I'm missing or you want to add in?
Yeah, Vince and I will be entertaining you in the lobby, actually. Mm-hmm. So come for 7:15 until 7:55, and we'll be serenading you while you talk with your friends and get a beer, relax.
So. Oh, boy. Yeah. Perfect.
Here's some acapella. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And coming up after this final song, we're going to play a little bit more Otis Redding.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to the Vince Jones. So here is Miss Ray, final song. Thank you again.
Thank you. And you, Black and History. I wrote this, I think, is appropriate, especially for Run for Rights. It's of Métis and African descent. And this is, after speaking to a lot of people, this is what I've gathered of intel of the past stories. I'm just going to sing it for you.
Oh, that may miss it, tell me what you're really talking about. Tell me about the murder, won't you? Tell me about the drought. And I won't waste another minute on your last breath of bit sadness. Won't you tell me now. Tell me about the flood. Tell me about the slayer. How you drench the land with your extinct tongue. And won't you tell me how. Guessing why should you the flow under such duress? And won't you tell me how? Thank you. sails round. Won't you tell me about the caves? Oh, please tell me about the shackles in their dismay. Where the women go, have you heard the people cry? And the blind man sings on the counter with that bitter crying, and that's a losing sigh. It didn't pay his fines. Tell me now, tell me how, tell me now. Change ain't clanging in your pocket line. Won't you tell me? Tell me now. Oh, 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 and tell me. Tell me.
A special thanks to the Vince Stones for backing me up.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime, yeah. We got Steve on the box, Josie on the bass, and Vince on the guitar. We also have a website. People can check us out. Download some free music. It's www.missraymusic.com. MissRae. Yeah. All right.
By the way, it actually is.
It's so. By the way, it actually is a box.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you mean that's not what he normally plays?
So
the best drummers can make them make play on everything.
Well, exactly, right?
Doesn't matter. Just use what you got.
Were you signaling to me that you'd like to play another song, or?
Oh no, I just wanted to thank
them. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, that's great.
We're gonna hand it over to the guys soon.
All right, that sounds good. You've been listening to Miss Ray. And we are going to go to a little bit of Otis Redding, just to give these great musicians and great sports a little bit of a break here, because they're steaming up, and then we'll be back with more great music. So stay tuned, you're listening to Now Sounds on CKW 95.9.
Drinking myth number 26. People who become aggressive and violent after alcohol use cannot control their behavior because it is caused by alcohol's action on the brain. Many people learn to associate certain moods and behaviors with the alcohol effect and behave in a manner in which they wish to behave. People can learn to control their behavior while they're drinking. Thus, people, not alcohol, are to blame. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
Me chained and
there. Unlock 'em, let me go, let me go. Get 'em from around. Turn me loose. There ain't no use. Free me, baby, let me go. Turn me loose from your love now. You know that I love you, yeah. Do anything in the world for you. Try my best, I try my very best, yeah. Please. But the way you're treating me.
Friday afternoons on CKUW are brought to you by Half Pints Brewing Company, Winnipeg's only local brewer.
No, 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 no.
build up, way on up, and let down. Being in love, y'all, is all in my mind. I don't like that. I like for it to be from my heart. And I found out later on I was wasting my time. Just a waste of time, yeah. Somebody understand what I'm saying when I say it's just a waste of time. If you don't want me, mama, don't just leave me hanging. Don't just let me waste my time. No, no, somebody got to get the message to me. Hi there.
Drinking myth number 12. Driving with someone who drank can be safe because they drive extra carefully so they don't get pulled over. The fact is, drinking and driving is extremely dangerous. A person might think they are in control, but alcohol slows down reaction time, which makes driving a car one of the worst decisions anyone could make, even if they've only had a little bit to drink. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
Otis break here for us.
Beautiful.
So we have more great music, live music here in the station for you guys. Hey,
can you hear us? Yes? No? Oh! Button pressing.
All right.
Button pressing.
Hello.
Right on. You're pushing our buttons.
We are. We're sorry. How's it going, guys?
Good. She's asked how we're doing, Steve.
Oh, we're good.
Good.
We're joined by the Vince Tones right now. Yes?
Yes, that's right. It was a question. Yes.
Hello.
It was.
Hi, everybody.
Do you guys have
any... We're the Vince Tones.
We're the Vince Tones.
How are you doing in there? Is it really steamy, like steamed up still? Or?
Do we...
It's a little stuffy.
It's a little warm. Why? Do we look okay?
Or
do we
no.
Look... You guys look
you
great.
You look great.
Do we look like we're hurting?
You look cool.
Steve's hurting.
Well,
but he's smiling though.
I have a request for you.
All right.
We have 15 minutes left in the show.
So you want to just play one big long song?
Well, no. I want to make sure. Can you take us out in style?
Oh, we could do that.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Right now, that's our cue, eh?
Take it away.
That's the cue.
Okay. Happy spring, everybody. I'm so happy, got new laces on my shoes. I'm so happy, got new laces on my shoes. And now my feet don't wobble and my knees, it don't get bruised. The sun is shining, I can see green grass again. Snow is flowing, I can see green grass again. I got my laces so tight so the putters can't get in. It's the time of year, I got no money, no gray hair, fair to go see my honey. Well, you might think I'd be suffering with the blues. Yeah, but you'd be wrong, I got new laces on my shoes. Hey there, Tim, another glass of juice. Hey there, Tim, another glass of juice. I got my shoes on tight and I feel like shaking something loose. I'm so happy, got new laces on my shoes. I'm so happy, got new laces on my shoes. And now my feet don't wobble and my knees don't get blue.
Smoking hot.
Right on.
That was great.
It was fun.
What was that one called?
New Shoelaces.
New Shoelaces. Never knew that new shoelaces could make someone so happy.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
If you've gone without, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. Well, now, what would be your ideal shoelace if you could, like, design one on your own?
Ooh. If I could design my own shoelace?
Mm-hmm.
What would it... It would never break.
Never. Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's like those, one of those curly neon ones, or like...
If it was durable, yeah, it could glow in the dark.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
He's got you cornered there, Kyra. That's a good answer.
That's a very good answer. It's durable and functional.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be playing at this benefit concert that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
All hour. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, we were approached out of the blue for this thing and said yes. On the spot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we just have 10 minutes left, so I don't want to take up your time because it sounds so great. Can you play another tune for us?
We sure can. We sure can. Thank Here's you. Something called Lucky Crow. It's the air above me, I can hear it flow, though there ain't no blowing breeze. It's a pair of wings, a crow, he's a fly, just a little bit higher than the tree. I don't know if a crow knows lucky, knows what lucky means. I do feel that I grow some lucky when I'm down here picking these peas. Today the sun seems so angry, I wondered, does she want to burn me down? My shadow's the only one around me. I tip my hat and turn my eyes to the ground. Join me. Together we'll be by firelight. Blue eyes and I, a fire and red wine. Laughing of June bugs in July. I don't know if a crow knows lucky, knows what lucky means. Tomorrow, good crow. If it's sorrow, you know, I'll show you what blue eyes can see. I'll show you what blue eyes can see.
Woohoo!
Good clapping, Steve. For those of you who don't know why I'm pointing Steve out, he doesn't have headphones and he's kind of in the dark. Right?
But where's Steve? Tell him that we're enjoying this performance so much, and thanks for coming.
The lady said to tell you that.
Kyra, did you hear that? You're a lady.
I'm a lady.
No, they said to tell you that they're really enjoying your performance in particular, and that they're glad that you're here.
Thanks, everybody.
Well, this has been such a blast to be able to fill an hour of live music and Otis Redding. I think it's great.
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
And just to recap, if you have enjoyed as much what you're hearing as we have, come out to the show. And do you want to talk a little bit about that?
No. Cheyenne said, I think whatever needs to be said, you know, come on out and support a good cause if you can.
It's on May 10th.
May 10th, yeah, at the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Cheyenne and I are going to, like she said, we're going to do some stuff out in the lobby up until showtime, like from, you know, 7:15 till almost 8. And then we three are going to play from 8 o'clock till 9-ish. I'm not sure of the order after that, but then there's Chris Ladd and Cheering for the Bad Guy playing as well. So
fantastic.
A full night of fantastic.
Yeah. So again, that's May 10th. It's $15 at the West End Cultural Center. Show up at 7:15 so that you get the full experience.
Mm-hmm. Right from the outside doors to the stage. There you go.
Perfect. Now we have just about 5 minutes left, and we've had so much fun. We've run a little short on time. Can you play one more finale? Again,
sure,
take us out in style.
Sure. We'll play a nice little ditty here to finish it off. Is called Winter's Just a Flower. Nuts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Well, you say acquaintances are plenty. Friends seem hard to find. Well, my friend, you're just as fine as any someone on my mind. You got a smile that sends the sunshine deep inside me. I don't think I'm the only one. Take your time, talk to yourself politely. Think on the ones you love when the day is done. Now you're down, and I know you got some reasons. There ain't enough hours in the day. But take it, no, sorry, that's not the right words. We're just trying to make sure this lasts right to the end of the show. Here we go. We'll try it again. Now you're down, and I know you got some reason. There ain't enough hours in the day. But look around, the season's always changing. And winter's just a flower on the way.